This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Though details are, as of yet, sketchy, there is a tentative deal in the Hollywood writers' strike that leaves actors on the picket lines and elsewhere in organized labor, auto workers, who are now on day 10 of their strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis. This is, though, a different kind of UAW strike, both in how the union is deciding where to walk out and how it is handling the big three. Marketplace's Henry Epp has more now on the UAW's strike strategy.
In its first round of walkouts, the UAW targeted three vehicle assembly plants. But car companies have decent inventories right now, so consumers might not feel that yet. With car parts, it's a different story, says Kate Bronfenbrenner, director of labor education research at Cornell.
And, you know, people don't have their cars. They can't go to work. They can't take their kids to daycare.
So a disruption to car repairs could put the strike in front of the public. And a Reuters Ipsos poll found so far that 58% of Americans support the union.
This is going to put pressure on the company to settle a decent agreement.
It could also ramp up pressure from dealerships, which make a lot of money doing repairs, says Sam Fiorani, vice president at Auto Forecast Solutions.
Bringing the dealers into this fight is getting a louder voice against the vehicle manufacturers.
The union has only so much money to pay striking workers, but distribution centers have fewer employees, says Rebecca Given, a labor studies professor at Rutgers.
They can have a big impact on parts distribution with a relatively small number of workers on strike who will need strike pay.
The union also only expanded strikes to GM and Stellantis because it made some progress with Ford. In a statement, Ford said there are still, quote, significant gaps to close. But choosing the other two is the union's tactic, Given says.
They're saying that, yes, you are competing against each other, and whichever one of you reaches an agreement first will be back to full production first.
And the UAW still has cards left to play. It hasn't yet stopped work on some of the most popular cars and trucks made by the big three. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.